Hellstorm Evangelion 3.
Issei Strikes Back by Issei Mataloon. Mail me at avakid6@hotmail.com. This is a story I made up to come up with ideas for the next part of Hellstorm Evangelion. I was so stuck on this next part, so I wrote this to pass the time. But this don't have nothing to do with Hellstrom Evangelion, okay? This never happens in the Hellstorm Evangelion universe. I will have the sequel to that kick-ass series written soon. I hate school! Oh yeah, Pete's really a guy I know from school. Part 1. Gendo said as he looked down on and frowned and said, "Issei, you, the sixth child and mankind's only hope, but you still say you want a vacation?" "Yeah, and I'd better get it, Gendo, or I'll...
"Okay. You can have it, but Shinji can't go, cuz he has to stay here in case another demon shows up."
But why?
"I just told you,"
he said and grinned evilly. Gedno was a piece of shit, and Issei would have punched the fuck outie of him, but he was thankful just to get what he did. So he smiled while he bit his bottom lip and said, "Yeah, okay. I guess I should pack my stuff then." When Issei got out of his office, he jumped into the air and said, "Yahoo!" He had wanted to go on a vacation for a long time, and now he was. Too bad Shinji couldn't go, but it wooed give him something to look forward to. But now he was off to party Hairty. When he went outside, a black car was waiting for him. It was nice and small, just like the one his friend Pete once had. A man stepped out of the car and said,
"Issei, my boy, good to see you, chap."
Issei couldn't believe his eyes. It was his old friend that he met from the Angel Wars, PJ. They had both been 10 whenever they met. Pete Jefferson was the person he had lost his virginity to. He had been so scared and shocky their first time, and PJ had been so cool and calm about it. Tahei had broken up a long time ago, but now he was back. He was wearing a black shirt, black pants, and black shoes that made his black hair even blacker. "Cool, huh? Pete, it's good to see you, pal," Issei said as he huged him.
"Yeah, same here, Issei. I got a job for you."
"No thanks, man. I got to go on my vacation." PJ took out a gun and said,
"You'll go, or D."
Issei said, "Ack!" and got in the car. Pete drove. They left Nerve and went places. The lights were shining brightly, and the world was going strange and hazy. Issei's eyes were bulging from staring at the hypno lights. Let me see what's going on here. "I got a job for you, Issei. Only yo can do it." "What is it?" Issei said as they drove on. PJ smiled evilly and said, "You'll see." He then stabbed Issei with a syringe and noked him out. Issei's head spins, and he fell to the floor on the car. Pete Laukadu.
Next stop, the Dark World.
At that moment, a strange portal opened up from the sky and sucked the car into it. Pete was still laughing as they went in. As he turned out the Rido and began listening to some Rammstein, then the portal swallowed them up and closed. Issei woke up, and he was in a jail cell with a fat old man in a coat with a long beard and wrinkles all over his face. He asked the old man where they was.
We're in the Dark World! It's a place where evil rests, and humans can't get there unless they're totally evil. But I don't get it. You're just a kid. You couldn't be here.
I don't get it either. My friend Peter brought me here, and I just don't understand why. We were once boyfriends, and now he had betrayed me. Maybe it's 'cause I'm a demon hunter.
You are? Then I'll have to kill you and eat you.
He then turned into a giant lizard with slimy skull and red eyes, and his tongue rolled out of his mouth. His body exploded, and a new one came out, which was huge and strong. Ha 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 ha! EJ then jumped out of his way and sent a kick to his side. The monster grazed at Issei, but Issei was quick. Gave a karate chop to the monster's face. The monster screamed as he spit out some acid, but Issei jumped out of his way, took out his gun, and then took out his gun, and shot him in the face. The monster turned back into the old man and exploded and died. Issei then got out a churri bomb he got from Nerve and tied it to the bars. It exploded, and Issei laughed and said, "Ha-ha! No gel can stop the great Issei Mataloon!" Then he got out and hurrahed the sound of an evil laugh coming from the distance. It sent shiver to his spine. He ran to it and said, "I must stop whoever brought me here and kill them!" He ran toward the laughter. When the laughter stopped, and Issei made it to a black room with silver lights and a lot of people sitting there in the audience. In the center of the room, there they were, a huge desk with a lot of paper on it. Then, there he was,
the devil.
He was at a desk, he middle of the room, and was smiling, laughing evilly.
"You will never kill me, you puny mortal. I am forever."
Issei pulled out his sword of light and said, "I kill will, you devil." Then he struck him in the stomacha, and the devil laughed and fade away. Where did he go? Issei thought. Just then, he heard the same evil laugh he had heard before.
PJ was behind Issei, and he laughed.
Issei turned around and said, "Why, PJ? Why?"
"I told you I have a job for you. I once loved you, and now I want you back. You see, you will be my husband, and we will rule over the Dark World together. Come to me, Issei. You will live forever in this darkness, and we will be forever happy. I will give you all the riches in the world. Come to me, Issei. I love you."
Issei pointed his gun at PJ and said, I could never love the Lord of the Dark World. Besides, I love Shinji now, and I could never betray him.
Come to me, Issei.
No!
Issei said as he took out his gun and pointed it at him.
Ubiyuki! PJ shouted and laughed as a demon that looked like a dragon with three heads and sharp fangs and yellow eyes slithered out of the darkness.
The devil is not the only one with demons. With my children, I will take you by force.
Seven tentacles came out from Ubiyuki and bound Issei by his arms, leg, neck, and chest. The demon strangled him and squeezed the life out of his. Jolts of electricity flowed through them and shocked Issei. He screamed out loud when all of a sudden he heard Shinji's voice.
I love you, Issei.
Yes, he could not let this demon kill him. He would fight on for the sake of his beloved Shinji. With all of his might, Issei squirmed out an arm and raised it to heaven and said,
Angels before me, give me strength and save me from this monster!
Then his eyes glowed red and a light came out of them and struck at the demon, burning it to a cinder. Nothing was left once Issei was finished but ashes and blood. Peach shouted, Shit, you're an angel?
Yes, I am an angel. And now, you must be delivered.
Issei took out his gun and shot Peach in the heart.
I'm sorry,
he yelled as he shot him. Tears came out of his eyes as he pulled the trigger and emptied his load on PJ. PJ was crying toe, whispering,
I love you, Issei. I just wanted to forever.
Pete, why did you have to go evil? Issei bent down and kissed him on the die eyeing lips and cry and creed even more. Then PJ started to melt away. He onto the shadows and a portal opened up where he was laying. Issei said,
What the fuck?
Then PJ's ghost came out of it with another person wearing a black robe and holding a scythe. Issei couldn't see his face, but his voice was spooky and dead sounding.
You have done well, Issei,
said Death, the Lord of Darkness.
For that, I will send you home. But first, PJ would like to say something to you.
PJ said, Yes, I am sorry, Issei. I was taken by the Dark World after I lost you. And I am sorry that I did go to the darkness. It made me evil, and my evil created the Dark World, which became my world away from the outside. I am sorry, Issei, but I wanted to destroy the world. But was going to keep you alive so that I could love you even more. I am no better than the devil.
Issei said, No, you are not. You are a great person, and I am sure that you did not mean to do those things. I'll see you in heaven, PJ, whenever you make it there. But Issei creed even more. Kuzi knew that PJ would be sent to hell. Both of them knew it, but they had to hope. PJ creed and said,
I wish I was going there.
And the two of them vanished. But before they did, Issei heard Death cry out,
"I'll see you again, Issei."
When Issei ran into Gedno's office, Issei said immediately, "I don't want, we aren't a vacation. Let me stay." Issei was breathing heavily. He had just come back into nerve after his fight with PJ and was bushed. All he wanted was to crawl back in bed with Shinji. Gendo looked at his confused.
"I thought you wanted one so bad you were going to quit. Now you don't want one? What's your problem, kid?"
Issei smiled and said, "I guess some things are more important than fun." The end! Yahoo! That felt good to write. I was first going to make it a comedy, but then I guess I started beginning it, and I wanted to make it a sad love story with a lot of kick-ass action. I think it turned out really good. I hope you liked it, too. Now, I can get back to work on the sequel to Hellstorm Evangelion. And trust me, people, it will be huge!